Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And our man Dave Fleming is on the air right now for the first time all season. Dave Fleming, of course, the voice of the San Francisco Giants, did a phenomenal job during the World Baseball Classic. Oh, my Lord. Fleming was in his bag. Dave, long time no talk. How you doing?
How come you didn't call me?
Oh, man, we should have called you. We should have called you all these times. I don't know. We just wanted to give you a break. I know you get tired of us. We're ripping the Giants left and right. We needed a break from you. You probably needed a break from us.
Okay, fair. Now I'm ready to talk to you again.
First, before we talk Giants, starting off at Yankee Stadium, which is just unbelievable. How was the World Baseball Classic, man? Because it sounded great.
It was really, really way beyond my expectations. I loved doing it. It was the scene and the atmosphere in those games was so intense and so cool that it really did. It felt like a playoff game or more. I mean, it was really amazing how great it was. And so that kind of made me just, every game from the first pitch felt like it really mattered. And so it had a different feel than a normal baseball game. And hopefully that enthusiasm carried over onto the air. I hope so, because it was really fun to be there.
No, it absolutely did. And I appreciated the brand of baseball that was played across the board, but in particular, just the way Japan set their team up, the way that they attack with all of the arms in the bullpen, and then like all the other side stories of the nationalism, whether it's Venezuela or Cuba or Randy Arozarena becoming basically a Mexican citizen, and that's where he really wants to spend his time now moving forward. Like, I didn't even know that story. There's so many great stories coming out of it, but we got to start with like the Shohei. Shohei versus Mike Trout. That felt like Gagne Bonds on steroids. It's kind of interesting I use that word. But you know what I mean? Like, seeing him blow 100 miles per hour over and over and over again, and then he throws a 3-foot breaking slider against Mike Trout in that situation. I mean, Dave, that was one of the great baseball moments of the last 20 years, and it wasn't even in a regular game.
Yeah, the cliche is you wouldn't have even dared to script it that way. And in this case, it's actually true. Like, two outs, ninth inning, one-run game, championship game, and for the first time, those two guys, the two greatest players in the world, go head-to-head. Like, and it never happened before because they're teammates in the regular season. Crazy. And it was so cool because the last couple innings, we were all peeking ahead, and, you know, I don't know, I assume on the main Fox telecast they did the same thing, but you know, we kept looking down to the bullpen. Ohtani was like running back and forth and throwing some warm up pitches, and we just didn't quite know, what does that mean? Is he coming in the game? Because he hadn't pitched in relief in years. I mean, I think it was 2016 the last time he came out of the bullpen in any kind of game, back when he was in the NPB. So we weren't sure, like, is that his warm up routine? Is that what it looks like? So anyway, it was really, really cool when it happened. But, you know, going back to one other thing that you said there, it's very instructive to me that in our sport, you know, we have so many players coming from countries that they don't have representation in a lot of other sports, the Dominican Republic and Venezuela. I mean, baseball is so huge in those places. And these guys come to the United States and play in the big leagues, and right from the beginning when they show up here, they feel often, I think we're getting better at this, but they often feel like truly they're in a foreign place and they feel out of place and they don't have their friends. They don't have their, you know, the people that they want to hang with. And look, that feeling goes away over the course of their careers as they get established, but it never disappears entirely. And you see that in these players when they get back together with their friends, with the people who are from the same place that they're from, who grew up playing the game in the same way they did, on the same fields, going to the same ballparks. As Francisco Lindor said, bringing their instruments to the game, and my parents taught me the songs of our team in the stands when I was a little kid. There's something about that that for these players, it's extremely meaningful for them to get to play together like they never have once they sign up with an MLB organization. And that comes through in these games. It is really, really cool.
You know, it's funny, and just a brief aside, I was at the Bruce Mahoney, which was at Oracle Park over the weekend. And back in the day, high school baseball, you would get some banter and some stuff, but like you really had to play the game the right way and you had to be hard-nosed. And I'm watching celebrations and I'm watching expression, whether it's the outfits that they're wearing, how they're celebrating when a big hit happens, when guys score, the chance and stuff, it's bleeding over into the younger kids, and I love it for the game.
Yeah, and you know, it's fun. Mark DeRosa, we got, you know, one fun thing about it is, you know, we get to talk to these managers and the players before these games, and it's the greatest players in the world. So Mark DeRosa, former Giant, World Series champion in 2010, who had never managed before this thing, we spent a lot of time with him before each of these games, and he told us something cool, I think. He said, look, guys, this was maybe before the quarterfinal game, and they had been watching, especially the games in Miami that I was doing in the preliminary rounds, where the emotion was just spilling over right from the start. I mean, it was incredible, the emotion we had on the field in those games. And Mark DeRosa said to his, looked around to his room with Trout and Goldschmidt and Arenado and Trey Turner, all these big stars, and said, I know how much you guys care about this. We all in this room know that you guys really, truly want to win this thing. So let's not be afraid to show everybody else how much we care about it like these other teams are doing. Don't be afraid to go out and greet your teammate after he hits a home run at home plate. And then you fast forward to later that night, and Trey Turner hits this amazing grand slam. Not only are the players out there, Jerry Manuel's out there. You know, he's just right. 75 years old, the bench coach. He's out at home plate giving the low five or whatever. So I think you're right about the game gradually changing in that way. And for the players from the United States team, maybe they were like a little reluctant to join in on that at first, but obviously by the end of it, I think they all really, really kind of figured out how the game can be a little more fun when you let that all hang out.
No doubt about that. Dave Fleming here on 95.7 The Game, of course, one of the many voices of the Giants, does a great job. ESPN, college football, college basketball, you name it, Flem is there. Also golf as well. I'm sure we'll get some questions there. And you talk about the U.S. and embracing it, and it was cool to see Ken Griffey Jr. as a hitting coach. So you see some guys from the past come join into this tournament. So that momentum carried over. Hopefully it carries with the Giants, and hopefully the Giants were watching this free trade and saying, huh, baseball, look at it. Let's go. So the Giants coming into the season. Logan Webb's going to be starting at Yankee Stadium. What about this lineup as they come in limping a bit? Brendan Crawford, I know he's banged up, but he's going to give it a go. We're not going to see Mitch Haniger in the opener there. What should make Giants fans optimistic about this season? Go ahead, Flynn.
Yeah, I think they should be optimistic about a couple things. Number one, this is a very good pitching staff. And look, that can go awry. Pitching is probably the most fickle thing in the game, but you know, mostly because of injury, but also bullpen performance can vary year to year and whatnot. But the Giants should be very confident that their pitching is going to be among the best in the game. The Giants have a lot of major league quality arms, starters, relievers in the minor leagues. They have too many starting pitchers. I mean, I cannot remember the last time that the Giants had a team going into a season where it's like, man, I you know, not only do they have so many, it's like they have too many. How are these guys all going to pitch? What's going to happen? I mean, I still wouldn't think it's impossible that there could be a move at some point. You know, if you get going and everybody's going okay, and you don't have room for everyone of the starters. So I think that's the number one reason for optimism, is this is going to be a very good pitching team. I think they're confident that the defense is going to better match the pitching. You know, are they going to win a bunch of gold gloves? Probably not, but do they feel comfortable that this is a better defensive team? Yeah, I think they feel really comfortable about that. So that's, you know, that's one thing. The Giants are going to keep themselves in a ton of games just because they're going to be a really good run prevention team. And then on the hitting side, you know, not only does it, you know, do they have a lineup full of guys who have power, I think they're going to hit a bunch of home runs. They can mix and match with power platoon-wise at a couple spots. But they have more depth if something goes wrong anyway. I mean, I think the Slater and Haniger stuff is instructive of that. They're still going to have an outfield with Yastrzemski on opening day against Gerrit Cole, Yastrzemski and Michael Conforto, who looks really good. And this guy, Blake Sable, he can be a good major league hitter. Well, if that happens in the first week of the year, I don't know. But this guy can hit. He is a good hitter. And so I think that's a little different from last year. So I think the Giants are set up to be a way better team than a lot of the sort of outside baseball people are thinking they're going
to
be.
Yeah, there's a lot in that answer, obviously, to break down. You referenced defense, and there's a kid that I've been watching, and, you know, Alex Wood yesterday. There are some dudes that are just on another level defensively. You don't see many guys that can go out there and do what he can do. And I'm talking about Casey Schmidt's defense. Casey Schmidt, obviously, was named the 2023 Barney Nugent Award winner, and that's given to the player in his first big league camp who showcased performance and dedication that best exemplifies the San Francisco Giants spirit. What's your take on this guy? Obviously, there's fans that want, myself included, that want to see him break camp with the big league club, but it feels like he's really close. Farhan brought that up last week. What's your read on Casey Schmidt in general?
Yeah, he is close, but I do think they really believe this isn't like a service clock manipulation or a, you know, let's kick the can down the road and buy some time. This is not that. This guy's had like something around 100 plate appearances above A ball in his career. And this is, let's make sure that he gets a little more exposure to some higher level stuff before we throw him into the fire. And so that's what's, you know, that's going on with Casey. He's going to get, they hope, at least a couple hundred more minor league at-bats before they bring him up to the big league level. Who knows? Maybe those plans get blown up by an injury or something. The guy's going to handle himself and then some defensively. And I love players like that. I love prospects like that, where you have a skill that we know will translate to the big leagues. You can do things already that will help a major league team. It gives you so much more time to develop the other parts of your game. If you have that level of defensive ability, you can contribute to a major league team right away. And I think they feel like he can. So you're going to see him this year. You should be excited about him. But I think you should also trust that the Giants aren't doing this for nefarious reasons. They do think this guy needs a little more exposure to high-level pitching before he's really ready to thrive.
Dave Fleming on the Morning Roast here on 95.7. Again, I'm going to pivot for a second. I know Yankee Stadium's coming up. We're going to see Aaron Judge, but you do call a lot of college basketball. This Final Four is going to be something else. All the upsets, you're going to get Florida Atlantic against San Diego State. I don't think anybody had that in their bracket. And on the other side, you're going to get the University of Miami versus UConn. Is parity good for college basketball? From what you're seeing, from all the games you called, is this a good thing for that sport?
Yeah, it's really good for... it's really good, except I do think, you know, when you get down to the Final Four, I think most fans, they love the chaos, they love the upsets, they love the frenzy of the tournament. This tournament has been one of the all-time greats in terms of close games, crazy games, wild upsets, fun games to watch. I mean, it's been a great tournament, but I'm sure the build-up to this Final Four is not going to be quite the same as if, you know, you had, you know, keep UConn in there and maybe even one of the other teams. But if you also had Duke and Texas or Duke and Kentucky or something like that, I do think the Final Four at the championship level suffers a little bit when you don't have a couple more recognizable teams. The perfect scenario for any tournament is almost like what the WBC was. Like, there was chaos, there was upsets, there was wild games, and then at the very end you had the two best teams. Mm. And baseball and basketball are obviously very different sports, but we're not probably going to get that in hoops. That doesn't mean it's not going to be really, really fun. It has been totally, crazily unpredictable. I mean, as you said, one of Florida and Atlantic and San Diego State is going to be 40 minutes away from a national championship in men's basketball.
That's
one of those two teams is going to tip off on Monday night with a chance to play one good game and have a national championship. And that is pretty remarkable.
That is. Hey, Flynn, it's always a pleasure having you on. Can't wait to do it for the third straight season. You're going to join us every single week. Baseball takes, golf takes. You're the man. You're the true king of the Bay, as the YouTube is saying. People joke with me, but you're the true king. I mean, you do everything from golf, college basketball, baseball, ESPN, NBC Sports Bay Area. You're the true king, and we're happy to have a couple kings on the morning roast. And Chasky as well. Chasky's a king, too.
Yeah, I'm happy to be back with you guys this year, and we are going to have to, this is probably a conversation for off the air as opposed to on the air with all your listeners, but I'm flying to Augusta on Monday, 1 week from today, so hopefully I'll land and be set and be ready to go for our conversation by the time it's due up on Monday morning, but we might have to pivot a little bit because I'm headed to the Masters that day.
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Always.
Pimento sandwich.
So Flip, when are you going to get Chasky on board, man? He's waiting for this moment.
I got to bring my dad if I go.
It is a good week for me, like go to Yankee Stadium and have opening day and then go to Augusta. That's a good week.
Flynn, when don't you have a good week? Seriously. I mean, come on.
Well, you know, I've been to some far-flung places. I'm not saying I don't enjoy that, but Yankee Stadium in Augusta National, that's a hard stop.
So you will not be there for the home opener then?
I will miss the home opener again. I mean, this is happening every year now because of the way the baseball calendar has been adjusted. It used to not be that way, but now it seems like every year now the Friday of the Masters is the Giants home opener. So that's a bummer for me. I hate to miss that. I'll be back on Monday for the first Dodgers game of the year.
Oh, nice.
That's good.
Well, I'm going to try to make it out there.
No doubt. Flynn, always good hearing from you, buddy. Keep up the great work.
We'll talk next week, whatever day it is. Hopefully Monday.
Absolutely.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.